single soul. Reaching a world and stepping in closer. CGN TV.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Living Life for Wednesday, September 18th. Today's meditation is Pressing On Through Affliction. And isn't it good that we have the Bible? We have all the wisdom in the Bible, and the Bible actually gives us guidance. The Bible gives us certain principles, what we need to know, what to do when we're going through a season of trial or affliction in our life. And the way I look at it is that there's two sets of rules. There's a set of rules of how you walk during the daytime. You know, during the daytime, the sun is out and you walk fast. You can see where you're going. You know, you have both eyes open. You're walking straight ahead. So you have one set of rules when you're walking during the day. But when it's night and it's dark and there are no lights, all you have is maybe the moonlight, maybe the stars at night. You walk differently than you walk at daytime. At night, you walk slower, right? Maybe you have a flashlight. You're more careful during the night. Same things apply when you're going through a season of affliction. You're going through a season of trial. You know, what do I do? You know, how do I move forward? How do I press through? That's why we have the Word of God. So let's turn to Psalm 119 and let's look at the passage.
Psalm 119, verses 73 through 88. Your hands made me and formed me. Give me understanding to learn your commands. May those who fear you rejoice when they see me, for I have put my hope in your word. I know, Lord, that your laws are righteous, and that in faithfulness you have afflicted me. May your unfailing love be my comfort, according to your promise to your servant. Let your compassion come to me that I may live, for your law is my delight. May the arrogant be put to shame for wronging me without cause, but I will meditate on your precepts. May those who fear you turn to me, those who understand your statutes. May I wholeheartedly follow your decrees, that I may not be put to shame. My soul faints with longing for your salvation, but I have put my hope in your word. My eyes fail, looking for your promise. I say, when will you comfort me? Though I am like a wineskin in the smoke, I do not forget your decrees. How long must your servant wait? When will you punish my persecutors? The arrogant dig pits to trap me, contrary to your law. All your commands are trustworthy. Help me, for I am being persecuted without cause. They almost wiped me from the earth, but I have not forsaken your precepts. In your unfailing love, preserve my life, that I may obey the statutes of your mouth.
You know, David begins the psalm or the section we read today in Psalm 119 talking about how it was God who formed him. He lays out this case that God designed him, that God made him from the inside out. In other words, David makes a case that, you know, we as people, you and me, that God made us. He created us with a purpose. You know, everything in our body has a purpose. You know, everything is there for a reason. Everything there, God had it in his mind why he put it there. There's a plan, there's a future, a destiny, whatever you want to call it. In the same way, the case that David makes is, since you made me and my life has a purpose, well, guess what? The affliction and the trial and the persecution that I'm going through, that also has a purpose, okay? So if you're going through a season of affliction, you're going through a season of trial, and you're having some challenges with a people or a situation or some kind of conflict in your life, we must come to terms with that. That God allows these difficult things to happen in our lives for a reason and for a purpose. And if you read the Bible, if you look at the story of different people in the Bible, like Jesus Christ, Jesus was a man who experienced suffering. You know, he suffered. You know, the Apostle Paul, he had a thorn in the flesh. He suffered. So part of the Christian journey, part of the Christian walk, is that we will go through seasons of suffering, and it's not just a waste of time. It's not just an accident. It's not just a bad thing or a consequence to a bad decision or to sin. But the fact of the matter is, what we're reading in the Psalm today is that God allows suffering or affliction to happen in our lives for a reason and for a purpose. Very, very important. And just a little bit later, we'll get into what is that purpose. But the next thing I wanted to point out in this psalm that we read together was that for David, he wanted the suffering that he was going through, that somehow God would use it to bring joy to other people. You know, David wanted that the suffering that he was going through, that out of that suffering, like a fountain, would flow joy out of his life, and it would be a blessing to others, like a sweet fragrance. In other words, when you are going through a very difficult time in your life and you're sharing about your journey with a family, with a friend, with a neighbor, with a coworker, and they see you as a Christian, they see you as a believer, like going through financial issues, cancer, trials and tribulations, when they see you going through that, but you have a positive attitude and you're joyful about it, oh my gosh, that has such an impact on people. And that's when the people in the world say, wow, there's something special about you. Look at this Christian, look at this believer. Even though they're going through so much pain and suffering, their attitude is hopeful and optimistic, not pity party, not negative. They're not turning their back on God. They're not being angry or grouchy. But they have the joy of the Lord, and that's contagious. So that's what David was saying here, okay? So here's the reason, here's the purpose, here's the why he allows us to go through suffering. And I'll just give you two reasons. Number one, God allows us to go through suffering and affliction to mature us, okay? To shape us, to build us. If there are certain things in our character that God wants to make stronger, if there are certain things in our life that God wants to kind of chisel away or get out of our life, like to prune us, he allows us to go through affliction. Okay, that's number one. Number two, God allows us to go through affliction so we can be a blessing or encouragement to other people. Okay, we go through affliction because as we go through our affliction and we're strong and positive about it, we're resilient about it, other people are going to see our example and they're going to grow and they're going to learn, you know, what to do when they go through a time of affliction. So God has a plan for the purpose of affliction and suffering in our lives. It's not just an accident. It's not just a consequence to our decision or to a sin. He allows it to happen so he can grow us, he can shape us, he can mature us. And then one of the extra benefits of that is when God is shaping us and maturing us and growing us, we are actually having an impact on other people. So that's God's master plan. And for David, he was able to find comfort. And he was able to find a refuge in the Lord as he turned to the Lord while he was going through these times of affliction. And the affliction that David was experiencing is that people in his own nation were criticizing and turning against his leadership. They were attacking his character. So let's close. As we pray to end our meditation, I want to spend extra time praying for those of you that are going through a season of trial or affliction. So let's just close our eyes, let's bow our heads, and let's just pray together. Heavenly Father God, I lift up my brothers and sisters today for anyone that's identifying with this devotion today. If anyone out there is just experiencing a trial or affliction, number one, the first step, Lord God, is help us to let go. Let go of that responsibility. It's my fault. It's somebody else's fault. Why we're going through what we're going through. And just help us, Lord, to recognize that you are divine, you are sovereign, and you are allowing us to go through these things. And then step two, Lord God, not to focus on a person or a thing that has hurt us or offended us or causing that pain, Lord God, because it's not about them. It's actually about you and what you want to do in our lives. So we open our hearts to your molding and to your shaping as you humble us as we go through this season of affliction, Lord God. And we put our faith and our trust in you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
FM은 시청자 여러분의 소중한 후원으로 제작됩니다.